Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What are some of the lies that have been propagated by some of these public health officials with regards to COVID? Well, we're going to be addressing some of that on Faith and Freedom with our very special guest, Dr. Mike Yeadon, former chief scientist and vice president of respiratory research and development at Pfizer, and also someone who created his own startup company, someone who is very well versed in this specific issue of pharmacology and respiratory conditions and diseases. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Welcome back to Faith in Freedom, Dr. Yeadon.
It's great to be back. Thanks for having me again.
Let's pick up where you left off yesterday, and that is you were going through several of these points that were propagated worldwide, and you rebutted them. Give us those that you mentioned, and then let's go to the one that you didn't get a chance to address yesterday.
Sure. Yes. So all around the world, all governments at the same time dropped their pandemic preparedness plans, but instead adopted this 7 or 8 lies. They said the virus was much more lethal than it is, that there's no immunity in the population, that there are no treatments, that you can transmit the virus to others without symptoms, that masks stop transmission, which they definitely don't. And I just spent a little time talking about how lockdown, devastating lockdown, had no value whatever. It didn't protect anyone's life, didn't prevent transmission. And then the last thing I was going to mention was this idea that this virus mutates and does so quickly, creating what are called variants, and that we should be very frightened of these for two reasons. One, they could have different disease-causing properties, and more important, that they could evade your immunity, that if you've acquired immunity through surviving infection or through vaccination, these variants will represent different pathogens, and you'll need top-up jabs for that. That's a complete lie, and it's worth me just explaining a little bit about that, because I think if I get this message through successfully, it's possible I could save a billion lives. When it mutates, creates, as it were, different versions of itself, and that even if you're immune, they give us the understanding that these variants will be sufficiently different that your body won't recognize them, and therefore you can be made ill afresh. That is not true. Let me just explain. The body takes a whole series of high-resolution pictures, as it were, when it forms immune memory. It dismantles the invader, the virus in this case, cuts it into pieces, takes lots of memory pictures. And that means if the virus, the variant is only ever so slightly different, almost all of the pictures you took are still good, and you will recognize it. It's like a burglar. Say you've seen a burglar in the back garden, and he's been in your house. The next time, a few months later, it's the same guy, and all he's done is he's got sun specs on. The same, he's wearing the same clothes, same boots, same gloves, same hat. The idea that you would not recognize this person is as absurd as the idea that you won't recognize variants. They are all proven to be so similar to the original virus, there is literally no possibility whatsoever that you will not fully conquer any variant. You'll know it as something you've already beaten. And so there is no case whatsoever for the pharmaceutical industry to be manufacturing, which they are, booster shots against these different variants. I'm terrified of that because I know that what's in those glass vials cannot possibly be a vaccine. So the next question is, what is in those bottles? I don't know, but I suspect when we add up all this fraud and conspiracy, that, you know, one, I am led to the conclusion that there are very bad motives behind the people that are A, doing this, and B, manufacturing these top up vaccines. So that probably is the series of lies. There's only one other lie, really, which I'm scared we're all going to fall for this: vaccine passports. Have you ever been asked to prove your immune status? No, you haven't. But it's going around the world now. We're all being told, well, we'll need these vaccine passports and electronic proof that you've been vaccinated. I need to point out to people, a vaccine protects the person who receives it. not anybody else. So if you're vulnerable and you've been vaccinated and things have gone well for you, you are protected. You do not need to know the immune status of a man, woman, or child nearby at all. And so it's literally absurd that people like Tony Blair and Bill Gates are proposing we'll all have to be jabbed and then we'll need these vaccine passports. I believe, and what we should talk about this if we've got, well, we must talk about this. I think the vaccine passports are a world's first common format digital ID with an editable health flag, which will be your status of how up to date you are with vaccines. And I think that's going to be used to govern every regulated threshold, not just an international border, even the use of your MasterCard or Visa. Be asked to sweep your little QR code, otherwise no deal, either crossing a threshold or a transaction. That would coerce everyone who has perhaps wisely chosen not to be vaccinated. They'd have to be. If that system is introduced, it's complete control for whoever owns the database and the algorithm. Yeah. So even if you think everything I've told you is wrong, please fight to make sure that database system never comes into being.
Dr. Yeadon, we have been messaging and pushing back on the vaccine passports here in the United States quite vigorously. And Florida became the first state in the country to pass first an executive order and then a statute saying no vaccine passports. And so we're trying to build these firewalls of freedom, if you will, at least at the state level, to disrupt this national effort, actually global effort. But you're exactly right. I mean, vaccine passports or the concept of these health digital passports, they predated COVID. COVID's being used to accelerate that. And it's a very, very dangerous component. And what I've said is exactly what you just said. No matter what your position is on these shots, whether you've gotten them, whether you haven't gotten them, whether you're for them, whether you're against them, we should all be against these so-called vaccine passports or health digital passports, because it will be the end of freedom.
They're really about control. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Yeadon, it's really about control?
Yes, it absolutely is. In fact, I came to the conclusion in the end that I believe the entire sort of artificially amplified fear pandemic, because I do believe the virus exists, but I think all of the lies have amplified people's anxiety and has dismembered society and damaged the economy. And I think that's primed people to be willing to accept a vaccine. And I think the purpose of that is to herd us all onto this digital ID, this vaccine passport system. I think that's the only thing that makes sense. That literally does make sense. But normally where it comes to vaccines, my history, you must believe me, I've worked in the industry, belly of the beast, as they say, for over 32 years. I am pro innovative new medicines, as long as they're safe and properly prescribed. I don't care whether they're vaccines, biologics, small molecules, so-called tablets or inhalers, as long as they work and they're safe and they're appropriately prescribed, I'm the person has spent my entire career trying to do this for the industry. So no one can, if anyone points a finger at me and says I'm anti-vax, they're lying. I'm pro-vax. I'm anti-unsafe medicines is what I am. But here's the thing. I just need to point this out. If the scientific advisors to government all around the world had not lied about treatments and said there aren't any treatments, but had instead accelerated what's called alternative indications, existing molecules that have found a new use. That's very common. Almost 50% of the drugs in the pharmacopeia are actually used in different indications than they started with. So all they needed to do is say, that's great, look, ivermectin works, fluvoxamine, hydroxychloroquine, let's get an emergency use authorization for those. But they didn't. They smashed it, they suppressed it, including through medical journals, actually made medical journals tell lies. They would suppress people like me if I tried to talk about it. And the reason they did that is you can't get an emergency use authorization on the vaccines if there are safe enough to throw people under the bus, knowing that's what would happen. Whoever signed those orders knew that hundreds of thousands of people would die, and the purpose of the sacrifice was to allow these partly tested gene-based vaccines.
We'll have to pick it up on our next program. Our guest is Dr. Mike Yeadon, and I want to pick up where we left off on our next Faith and Freedom program. Go to lc.org/vaccine. You're going to find a lot of information there about the COVID shots, including these interviews here with Dr. Mike Yeadon.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.